Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. She Could Be You by Margaret Jolene Brinson is a new book filled with poems about how words and the time it takes to really think about them can help us deal with life's obstacles. We all have feelings that we may or may not take time to assess. Margaret's poems were written to express and convey these feelings. Even though actions speak louder than words, words help us face the challenges we are dealing with in our lives, time, racism, inequity, injustice, independence, as well as peace, love, and mortality. Margaret is a native of North Carolina, middle child of 10 children, also the author of My Branch of Life, a book of poems published in 2019. She served her country in the United States Marine Corps, also held government positions in Washington, D.C. Her capable administrative skills have served her well in the private sector and educational fields in both New York and North Carolina. When she's not busy writing or traveling, either overseas or domestically, or attending Olympic Games when possible, she volunteers her services at a local hospital in Florida where she now resides. Margaret Jolene Brinson, author of She Could Be You, our guest on This Week in America. Margaret, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to your show today.
I'm looking forward to this, and we'll have to set aside time just to do one show about going to Olympic Games. I've always been fascinated by that. Would love to get the inside story, and possibly we could do that at some point. But today we're here to talk about your new book that's receiving excellent reviews. The book is She Could Be You. The author is Margaret Jolene Brinson. What was the inspiration for writing this book? How did you decide to put this collection of poems together?
It began with a conversation that I had with my older brother. My brother told me that my parents thought I would never talk. At the time of this revelation to me, my parents were deceased. But I had no doubt that what my brother told me was true. My brother has had a recall of family events and history that was much greater than my own. I knew that I could call to mind some of the memories from my early childhood, but the stage that I was silent was a blur to me. So I decided to take a journey back in time in my mind to see what I could uncover about my past.
It's a fascinating... Yeah, finish that thought, because there's a fascinating background how this whole story came about.
Well, as I wrote in my first poem, The Silent One, I recalled sitting in a high chair, and it seemed, to me at least, that I spent an awful lot of time in that high chair. But I do know that I don't recall talking or crying while I sat in my chair. The other thing I recalled was the amount of time that I spent with my paternal grandmother during the day at my grandparents' house. I remembered spending so much time with her, but I don't recall talking to her either. But I do recall that my little eyes followed her every move as she moved about the house.
And you remembered all of that. And it's just some of the background in Margaret's new book of poetry, She Could Be You, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Her website is brinsonbooks.com. We'll give you that information throughout the program and information on her first book as well, My Branch of Life. Is there any connection between the poems and that time that you just talked about that you spent with your grandmother? Any connection with poetry and what you went through during that period?
Yes, there is a connection. My grandmother was a quilter. And when I was in her care, I watched her put together swatches of fabric left over from clothing that she had made. I believe this was my favorite time of the day with her. I watched her take the swatches that varied in size, color, and shape, and she pieced them together with needle and thread by hand. So I thought to myself, I would like to take the poems that I wrote and piece them together like she did using threads. Only my threads would be invisible threads as I make my way through life.
And sharing that with everybody. And it's a book that we all can relate to. And we'll get into some of the specific poems in a few minutes on the interview here. Our guest is Margaret Jolene Brinson. That's B-R-I-N-S-O-N. Her website, BrinsonBooks.com. Information on her and the books there. You can order them as well. Books available basically wherever books are sold. I love the book cover. You've got an interesting image on the book cover. It captures your attention as you look at that. Talk about the image and what that reveals about your writing, the contents of She Could Be You.
The image was created by my niece. And what it does is that it captures how I feel about my memories as I was drawn out of my comfort zone. In other words, it represents a person who is unveiling feelings. Feelings that make you more aware of your happiness and your sadness as you are coming out of a dark place. Some of those feelings I had were well-defined, while others were just a whispered thought. But it all made me acknowledge my shadow self.
One review says, She Could Be You is a collection of poems that invites contemplation and recognition of our shared humanity. And that's so true. As you're going through your ups and downs and writing about them very honestly in your book, we all can relate. Our circumstances probably are different, but we all went through the general categories of ups and downs that Margaret went through. That's why the book is resonating so well. I'd like maybe to pick a couple of your favorite poems. And I always hate to ask that because I'm sure they're all your favorites, but maybe pick a couple that especially resonate with you and read those for us if you would.
Well, thank you very much. I would like to do that. And you're right. The poems in my book do have I have a special attachment to all of them. But I would like to read The Fan first, if I may.
Sure.
The Fan. In the heat of the day, in the heat of the day, she fans the sweat away. Back and forth motion of her hand as she tries to stop another drop of sweat from rolling down her face. Her mind floats to an earlier time in her life as the fan cools her face. She recalls things that she left behind. She is a youngster playing in the red clay. The clay is moist from a recent rain. Her small hands dig into the dirt. The smell tempts her to taste it. Oh, what innocence can be seen on that face. She sees herself running freely through green grass in the yard. She stops, drops to her knees, and lets her small fingers run through the blades of grass. There is pure delight on that face. As nightfall approaches, this carefree, happy day takes a sad turn. A large cross is set on fire for all colored folk to see. It burns bright in the still of the night. As she looks at the flames on that cross, she can see people dressed in white garb from head to feet, and they are ever so close to her back door. The beauty of nature and her feeling of freedom vanishes. Fear is on her face at the end of the day. She wants the fan to erase the memory of what she saw. It does not. She wants the light air from the fan to cool the burn in her throat. Her throat is raw. She wants the fan to dry the tears as they roll down her cheeks, but she continues to weep.
That is so powerful and so well written, and talks about, sometimes we can't unsee things, can we? I mean, there are memories that are etched in our mind and we carry with us through life.
That's very true, Mr. Bratton, because people, I think, sometimes fail to remember that actions taken by them can have such a profound impact on the life of others. And that is what I witnessed as I was growing up. So you're very true.
I'm sure for so many of the participants that were there in the white garb, and they take them off when they go home, and probably to them that's the end of it. But the scars, the permanent scars it left on other people, that poem is so well written. Margaret Jolene Brinson is our guest on the program. Her book is She Could Be You. Briefly, what was the background on that poem, the fan? Who is she in this case? Was it someone you know? Was it you?
Yes, it is me. It is a time that occurred in my life that I never really spoke about. I've never shared it with anyone. But as I was preparing the poems for this book, more things came out, and I thought that it was an appropriate time for me to share some of the memories and feelings in my early childhood years.
And probably many people like you, either listening or reading the book or will read the book, that went through periods like that, that just really, for whatever reason, they're not addressing them, and you bring them out. What was it like as you were writing that? What made you decide, I need to write this poem? And your feelings as you were reliving those moments. I mean, it does sound so personal, because we're there with you, running your hand through the grass with the fan, all of that. What was it like writing that, reliving those moments?
It was emotional. At some times, you know, there was just so much sadness as I went back in time. And then at other times, you know, I did see a smile appear on my face, because that let me know that I found a way to overcome the actions that I had gone through. I'll never forget them. I will never erase them from my mind. But I found a way to move forward in life.
Margaret Jolene Brinson, our guest on the program. Her new book of poetry, She Could Be You. You'll find it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Her website is brinsonbooks.com. We've got all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Please, if you would, read another poem from your book, She Could Be You.
All right. The other poem is entitled Spirit on the Rise. Here I am, ears on the alert. Limbs ready, pulse races as I move closer to thee. Above my head, voices sing to me. Lifting my arms, I rise to thee. Lord, I am blessed to find my way. Rain starts to fall, eyes open wide, and then sunshine appears to touch my skin. Oh, happy day, as I rest in the arms of thee, an eternal light shines on me, forever safe and able to find the strength in me. I am always in awe of thee, and know that heaven is where I want to be.
Another very powerful poem, just several that that Margaret has read in her book, She Could Be You. It's interesting, as you're reading, and there's probably a younger audience listening that are open to poetry. How do you think these will connect with a younger generation? You touch on feelings of a time gone by. It's sometimes difficult to imagine a time when people would burn crosses, when the KKK was roaming literally throughout parts of the country. How will this connect with a younger generation? Because it's a message that we do need to get through to them. Some of the problems with our past, so they're not repeated. It's easy to slip back into that.
It is. And it is my hope that a younger person could find the connection. Most of my poems speak about time that I have spent with or in the presence of people. the people who cared, loved, and provided for me, the people who encouraged me, the people who made a path for me. We need to take time to know people. All of their actions may not be the actions that we feel are acceptable, but we need to take time to learn people and know them.
What do you hope the takeaway is as people read She Could Be You? And it may be more than just one thought, because there are a number of themes that you deal with in your poetry. What do you want people to take away from reading your book, She Could Be You?
Well, I realize that there is something we can learn from everybody that we meet. And here again, we learn things that are good, and we learn things that we may deem as inappropriate or unacceptable. At the end of the day, it is up to each individual to choose how best to live their lives. What path is the best one to follow? It is my hope that readers will be able to understand the effect of actions, both good and bad, on others, people like me.
What was it like, and we touched on this briefly when you were talking about the fan, but sharing your memories with other people, what was that like for you to go back as you were writing each of the poems and going through the thought process, remembering and then writing about those in a way that will capture people's attention now? What was that process like going back, the memories that that came back?
It wasn't an easy time for me doing the writing of these poems. I am an introvert, and what I normally do is just keep things within myself. But when I reflected back on some of the experiences or the memories that I had, I thought at this stage in my life, or I should say at this point in my life, I would like to share them. Conversations I've had since the book was published with some of my siblings and some friends have been enlightening. And it's took, I think, for me a few moments after talking to them to just pause and think about the things that they experienced, that I experienced, though different. But we all found out that we do have similar paths that we have followed.
Margaret Jolene Brinson, B-R-I-N-S-O-N, the author of the book, She Could Be You. Book available on Amazon. Again, Margaret's website is brinsonbooks.com. We've got all of that and the links on our website. I mentioned the other book, My Branch of Life. Is that, have you written any other books, or are these two the ones that you've done?
These two are the only ones that I have done. I published My Branch of Life in 2019. It too is a book of poems. And I was inspired to write that book by the aging process. I knew I was getting older, but I had not really dealt with the fact that the signs were there and I was just ignoring them. And then all of a sudden something happened to me. I was watching the 2018 Australian Open tennis tournament.
Yes.
And I was enjoying the game that I was watching, or I should say the match. And then all of a sudden words started flowing through my mind. So I quickly grabbed a pen, and using the back of an envelope, I began to write down those words. And then I went back and I read them and I thought, these words are all about aging. And I was comparing myself to a tree. And I thought, okay, I'm going to see where this takes me. So what I did was I spoke to a niece about the words in my poem, and she began talking about trees. So that led me on a trip to see an angel oak tree. I found that particular angel oak tree on John's Island in South Carolina. When I saw that tree, I was just amazed at its beauty and its longevity. The tree is centuries old, and it just looking at it made my words in that poem more insightful about the aging process.
It's amazing where ideas come from, starting with watching the Australian Open, leading to an envelope that didn't have writing on the back, and that was the place to start the whole process. That book is My Branch of Life. And we've got a few minutes left in the program. Do you have a poem that you would like to share with us from that book, your first book, My Branch of Life?
Well, I would like to share some excerpts from that poem that I was just talking about. And I call that poem The Magic of Living. I look at my body like a tree, growing so gracefully with each passing year. The limbs and branches reach out expansively, and somewhat resembling me, embracing the weight of the world under my charge to nurture and survive. I never knew what to expect as I began to age. There are growing older aches and pains, wrinkles in skin, graying and thinning of hair, redistribution of body weight, and sometimes there may be sadness in my eyes, but just like the tree that continues to hold its ground, I find coping mechanisms to help me weather the storms of time.
As a fellow ager, I can relate to what you're talking about there, and so well done. That's in Margaret's first book, My Branch of Life, and that book is available, as well as the one we're talking about that we focused on during the interview today, She Could Be You. Do you have any more envelopes with blank sides over there that you can write, any more tennis matches that will inspire you? Are you working on anything now?
I do have some projects that I'm calling them that at this point. But I do. I've written down some words for a song that I would like to finish one day. And I do have thoughts about other things that have happened in life or the way that I feel now. I do. From time to time, I go back. And some of them are on a tablet that I write down now instead of using a pad and pen all the time.
Yes.
Some of them are at a file on my phone, my mobile phone, as I move about. And then there's still some on pieces of paper that I keep tucked away. But my next project will be to conclude the lyrics for a song.
Well, look forward to talking with you about that project, but right now we can enjoy the two books that are available. The book we've been focused on, She Could Be You, and her first book, My Branch of Life. Our guest is Margaret Jolene Brinson, B-R-I-N-S-O-N. Her book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Her website, a great place to stay up on what she's working on, is brinsonbooks.com. And, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Margaret, a pleasure having you on the program. You're a gifted writer. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. Delight having you here. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest, Margaret Jolene Brinson. The book is She Could Be You. You'll find it at Amazon and her website, of course, brinsonbooks.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.